Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you, transcribed, One Man's Family. Overheard between Hazel, Clifford, and Claudia in the library.
For goodness sake, Cliff, what is all this?
I got my commission check today and bought the family a few presents.
Yes, you see, there are only 345 shopping days until next Christmas, Hazel.
Mm-hmm, so that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Alka-Seltzer is first choice for relief of acid indigestion. First, because Alka-Seltzer contains an alkalizer that acts to reduce excess gastric acidity. First, because Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles your acid-upset stomach. And fast, Alka-Seltzer brings fast relief from acid indigestion. Fast, because Alka-Seltzer is a bubbling, refreshing solution that is ready to go to work instantly to help relieve acid-upset stomach. Yes, for fast relief of acid indigestion, always alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer for relief of acid indigestion. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy to give you fast relief from acid indigestion. Remember, Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 14, Book 82. Clifford Barber, the rising young realtor, working industriously at the only job he's had in years, got his first commission check today, and the size of it astonished him. Now, in the late afternoon, he arrives at the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, with packages. No end of packages.
Dad? Hey, who's home?
Clifford, Claudia and I are in the library.
Good, good. Hey, Claude.
Hi, Cliff.
Come here a minute, will you? Help me.
My solemn word, what is this? Cliff.
Yeah, I did a little shopping.
Mom, look here.
Yeah, now you take this, and this, and this. There.
Clifford.
Hold out your arms for packages, Mom.
What in the world have you done?
I'll take these in the library and be back for more. What in the world?
Clifford.
There, now you go along. I'll bring the rest.
Did you buy out of store?
Oh, hey, it's fun to shop again. It's been a long time since I've been shopping, you know it?
Here, let me help you.
No, I got them now. You can carry this one. Mom?
Yes, Clifford?
Phone Hazel and Betty to come over, will you? I got some stuff for the kids, too.
Hazel's here. She went upstairs for a minute.
But Betty's at the PTA this afternoon. Cliff, here, let me help.
Yeah. Oh, looks like Santa Claus coming in a month late.
Or quite early.
Yeah. Well, you know, Christmas, I was kind of ashamed of the stuff I gave. Andy's boarding school and everything kind of keeps me busted. But I got a whopping check at the office today.
But, Clifford, you shouldn't have...
Oh, now, Mom, don't say I was extravagant. Gosh, I'm way behind. Look, Claude, here. We'll just open this. We can tie it up again. Here are some British-made T-shirts for Nicky. Think you like them? Just the thing for his nibs, aren't they?
Oh, Cliff, they're beautiful. But shame on you. I happen to know they're dreadfully expensive.
Mom, you know what beautiful dames your age are wearing?
Oh, gee.
Now, open this one.
Clifford.
Here, I'll break the string.
Oh, Mom. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
A wool stove.
You like it?
Oh, so soft. And a pastel shade. See, Claudia.
I bought five or six of them. Here, Claude, that's for my very own twin. Open it up. It's a different color.
Oh.
I got one for you, Hazel, Betty, Nicolette, and... Oh, yeah, don't let me forget. I got a box here for Penelope, too.
Oh, Cliff, this is lovely. I've wanted a wool stole for the longest time.
Well, here, now, let me tell you what happened. Mr. Elkhorn came up to my desk this afternoon about...
For goodness sake, what's all this, Cliff?
Hi, Hazel.
Only 345 shopping days until Christmas, Hazel.
Now, don't interrupt me. I was about to tell a story. Here, now, where's that box? Oh, Hazel, this is yours. Go sit down and open it and be quiet.
What struck you?
Money. It's been so long since I had a nice fistful of money, I went a little haywire. Well, anyhow, Mr. Elkhorn came out to my desk and... Oh, say, here, Hazel, here, this one. This one's for Margaret, and I got some stuff in here for Hank, too. And, hey, where's Dad?
Oh, he's over at Jack's house, helping Nicolette take care of the children.
What about Mr. Elkhorn?
Well, he came out and threw a $300 check on my desk today.
Cliff.
Oh, how
good
nice.
For you.
You know, a commission, those first three lots. Oh, golly, if I'd known the real estate business was like this, I'd have been in it years ago. Well, there I was with $300, so I just wandered around the streets kind of in a glow, you know. And wait a minute. I'm going to call Dad and tell him to come home. I got a swell sports shirt for him. So anyway, I cashed the check, and then I saw those wool stoles, so I bought them. And after... Hello? Nicolette? This is Cliff. Yeah, I just got home. Yeah, I'm a little early today. Hey, is Dad still there? Huh? Oh, well, no, just tell him I'm home. I got something for him. Oh, uh-huh, yeah. I got something for you, too, and the six little kids. Uh-huh. And Jack and Betty, yeah. Well, I'll tell you about it later. All right, okay, bye. Dad's watching the trippers take their bath. He'll be along. Who was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Well, then I wandered around picking up a few things, you know. Easy come, easy go. And I'm just a little guy with a hot pockets.
Clifford.
And then I thought about Brown and Tedler. Claude, you remember Brown and Tedler when we were in school?
Oh, yes, a men's shop.
Yeah, well, after all these years, they're in the same place. And the same salesman. Well, when I went in, it was just old home week. They remembered me.
Oh, how nice, Clifford.
Even the manager.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, the whole gang, five or six of them. They wondered where I'd been all these years. Well, doggone, it was kind of touching. It was, you know, like... It's like having somebody erase all those years in between.
Well, you look as if the years had been erased from your face, too, Cliff.
Doesn't he look young, though?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Well, I bought a couple of things myself, suits and a couple of things. And Oh, yeah, here. I got a ski cap for Hank, Hazel. You think he'll like a ski cap?
Oh, I'm sure he'll love it.
There it is. It's in that box. You give it to him. And this is one of those wool things from Margaret. Hope it isn't too old for her.
Oh, no.
And I had him send Pinky's ski cap to him direct the lumber camp up in Oregon. And I don't think I forgot anybody. Dolls for the triplets. I got the kind that, you know, and they also cried. Well, I guess that's everything. But I sure as heck had a big afternoon. Oh, I guess. Hello? Oh, Dad. Yeah, no, it wasn't too important. Huh? Sure, well, you come along when you're ready. I got a commission check today, 300 bacolas. $300. Yeah, well, I do. Yeah, I sure do. I feel great. Uh-huh. And I bought you a little something. Yeah, well, okay, when you get the pajamas on, you come on home, huh? All right, bye. He's helping Nicolette get them ready for dinner. Guess they're going to eat in their pajamas.
Cliff, I've got to go, but first, here, give me a kiss.
Oh, look, to touch me, you got to climb a ladder. I'm that high.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh, here, Claude, don't forget. This is for Penelope, and here's a little, a dress accessory thing for Mrs. McCullough. Take it along to her.
Good heavens, did you even remember the housekeeper?
Oh, Cliff, you're too open-handed.
Well, don't forget Nicky's T-shirt.
I have them. Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, Claudia. We had a nice afternoon.
Hazel.
Bye, Claude.
Come over tonight, Cliff.
Yeah, I might. Tell Nicky hello.
Okay.
Well,
I've got to go, too. Oh, Cliff, it's just been wonderful. What'd you get for Andy?
Huh?
Your son.
Oh, Andy. Well, I kind of went overboard there. I got him a whole ski outfit. Gloves, ski cap, those zipper-down-the-side pants. And...
Oh, will he be excited.
Well, Christmas, I just had a sweater for him. Of course, you folks gave him a lot of stuff, but kid kind of expects something more from his own dad, you know. Nice little guy. Pretended he was crazy about the sweater, but I knew what he really wanted was a ski outfit. So, well, now he's got one. Well, oh, let me push some of this stuff off at Davenport. I'm beginning to get kind of a letdown.
I don't wonder. Well, Mother, I'll leave you with St. Nicholas.
Hmm? What did you say, Hazel?
I say I've got to go now. I'll leave you here with jolly old St. Nick.
Yes, we had such a nice afternoon, Hazel. You girls must do it again soon.
The new cookies were grand.
Well, don't forget your stuff now, Hazel. It's right there. Oh, here's a box for Dan. That's a shirt.
Oh, my.
That's right. Those are yours.
Oh, well, thanks, Cliff.
Don't forget that box of cookies on the sink. They're for Margaret.
I'll get them. Bye. Bye, Mother.
Bye. Hoo-wee. You know, I'm tired all of a sudden.
Well, I don't wonder. I'll get you a cup of tea.
No, you stay right here. Oh, it's good to be home.
Did you, Clifford, did you get something from Artie, too?
Oh, sure, earrings.
You went to a jewelry store?
Yeah, I looked around the stuff in the cases and finally decided on gold earrings. They're in a box there. You want to see them?
Oh, no, don't bother. Oh, Clifford, you're the most generous boy that ever lived.
Oh, no, Mom, I'm way behind, that's all. All these years I've been way behind.
I don't see how you had enough money to do all this. $300 doesn't go very far these days. I hope you got some nice things for yourself, too.
Oh, sure. I got two suits.
Oh, that's fine.
I charged the suits. Remember when I used to have an account at Brown and Tedler's? Well, after all this time, those guys said my credit was as good as anybody's in San Francisco. So I charged a sports coat for the... And I charged the suits and Andy stuff. And the ski caps. I can pay it off next month.
I see.
I know it sounds a little screwy, Mom, but I just felt I had to do it.
I know, dear. I understand.
Everybody in the family's always rallied round... Oh, well, there it is. Oh, shopping can wear you out.
Clifford.
Huh?
Have you sent the tuition to Andy's school for this quarter?
Oh, ye gods. Mom, I forgot it.
Andy! Clifford! I'm home!
There's your father. Now, don't say anything to him about the tuition. I'll see it's taken care of. We're in here, Henry. Come and see the things Clifford has bought for all of us.
We'll be back in just a moment. Mothers, when the children have a cut or scratch, bathe it with Bactine.
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
When the itching and burning of athlete's foot causes discomfort, bathe them with Bactine.
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
When you're caring for the sick or preparing food, be sure your hands are clean. Bathe them with Bactine.
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and try it at our risk. See how wonderful this new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide really is.
Bactine has amazing germ-killing power.
Yes, and all we ask you to do is try Bactine. We know you'll like it. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid. It is gentle to the skin. It does not hurt nor stain. And yet...
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle from your drugstore. If you don't say Bactine is the finest family antiseptic... that it has more helpful uses in your home than any antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and we'll give you double your money back. Yes, double your money back if you don't like Bactine. Spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Remember,
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
Here's the family again.
Very nice, Clifford. Very nice.
Now, that shirt is a fit, isn't it? Look, Ma.
It's beautiful, Henry. Oh, it's a lovely color.
Next time you get a check, Clifford, talk to me and I'll show you how to invest it.
If you saw page 105 of the January Ladies' Home Journal, you read about Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Henry puts a proposition to Clifford. Chapter 15, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.